love about doing an edible personally is that you kind of forget you take it. It's like that, like when you get high and you smoke a vape, you're like, oh, I'm high. I'm like, oh, I took it. Kept, you know, worrying about what I was worrying about. I remember what I was doing. I was like doing some paperwork. And then all of a sudden, about like 45 minutes later, I started to feel like I started to breathe a little bit. I slowed down. I looked up. I was like, oh, it's really sunny out. I should go outside for a minute. I should walk the dog. Like, I just started like feeling more grounded, more present. You're listening to Sex with Emily. I'm Dr. Emily, and I'm here to help you prioritize your pleasure and liberate the conversation around sex. It's a new day in the world of cannabis and sex. So many of you asked me for the show, so here we are. Even though the research is still thin, there's many encouraging signs that cannabis can help you unlock more sexual pleasure, whether it's your erotic arousal, helps with erections, less anxiety, or less pain. But I get it. Cannabis isn't legal everywhere, not right for everybody. So on today's show, I'm discussing the research on cannabis and sex, how to know if it's a good choice for you, delivery methods, edibles, drinkables, and then some vetted product recommendations for sexy times, whether you're with yourself or a partner. Please rate and review Sex with Emily wherever you listen to the show. Believe me, the more you review it, you give us 5 stars, which we love, the more people that will find it. And we love that. My new articles, 6 Embarrassing Sex Questions You're Afraid to Ask, But You Did Anyway, and How to Hand Play Like a Pro are available at sexwithemily.com. Clearly, you need to check those out. We have a new guide just in time for 420. It is 6 Ways to Use Cannabis for Sex. Please check out my YouTube channel, social media, and TikTok. It's all at Sex with Emily for more sex tips and advice. And if you want to ask me questions, leave me your questions or message me at sexwithemily.com/askemily or call my hotline 559-TALK-SEX or 559-825-5739. Just include your name, your age, where you live, and how you listen to the show. I'm cool if you change your name or want to remain anonymous. It's all good. All right, everyone, enjoy this episode. All right, everyone, happy 420. If you know, you know. Do I have to explain to what 420 is? I feel like most people know what 420 is. So it's the weed holiday. Today's episode is all about cannabis and sex. There's way more openness and acceptance around sex these days. And there's also more acceptance and openness around cannabis. It's been legalized in many states. In fact, I think it's like 24 states have legalized cannabis for recreational use. And in 38 states, medical use of cannabis is legal with a doctor's recommendation. So it's happening. I mean, come on. Tell me you haven't been to more parties or family gatherings in the last few years, especially since the pandemic, where Uncle Tom had a little tin of edibles. And in fact, I think the New York Times did a piece about some of the top advancements during the pandemic or the tip cultural trends, and one of them was edibles. So let's just talk about cannabis and sex. I mean, you've probably heard that, oh yeah, weed can help you feel more relaxed in the bedroom. It can increase your sensitivity. You can have more orgasms. So that's nothing new. In fact, I was remembering when I was in college, I realized that I didn't know a lot about sex. I didn't have great sex education. I was having sex at the time. And I talked to my friends one day and I was like, what is the big deal with sex? I like cuddling my partner. I like making out. I even like the penetration, but I'm not having an orgasm. And they're like, really? Like, you've never had an orgasm? And they talked to me about masturbation. And then I realized I didn't even know about masturbation. That's all in my book. It's called Smart Sex. But what I'm saying is I was confused and I was kind of pissed that I didn't have an orgasm and everyone else was. So I went home and I think I had the first conversation with my mother about sex. I remember driving home from college. I walk in the door. My mom made a chicken stir fry. I'll never forget this. And we're sitting at the table. I was like, you know, mom, I was talking to the girls today and I said they were telling me about sex. They were having orgasms. And I realized I never had one. And she just looked at me and she's like, you know what we should do, Emily? By the way, I think I was also a little bit anxious at the time. I think it was finals. I came home. I was stressed. She goes, you know, Emily, you should really just smoke a joint. And I was like, what do you mean? She's like, it really helps with sex. Now, first off, my mom and I never talked about weed or sex until that moment. I don't think that my mom is a weed smoker per se. But she knew that in her experience, when she had tried it, that it helped her somehow during sex. And the bummer is I didn't smoke weed in college, really. So I never really remembered it until later in life. And then I was like, oh, I think I got high once or took an edible. I was like, oh yeah, this is really, really good. For me, what it did is it helped me feel more present It helps with anxiety, meaning I wasn't having racing thoughts and worried about things. It gets me in the mood. It helped me feel more connected to my body, my partner, have more orgasms. Listen, it's why you're having a cocktail at the end of the day. A lot of people have a drink at the end of the night, right? You come home from work and you have a glass of wine, or you have a cocktail. For many of us, having an edible, a tincture, a patch, however you consume cannabis, can be a great way to take the edge off at the end of the day. Let's be honest, work is stressful. It can be. And sometimes you want something to relax in the moment, feel present. Well, it also transfers into the bedroom. I have to state the obvious, cannabis isn't legal everywhere. And in some states, legality is a gray area. So I'm not encouraging you to break the law at all. But if you have the legal means to explore your sexual pleasure with cannabis, this show is going to give you a lot of guidance. I'm going to talk about the current science, what they say about weed and sex, how I recommend you explore cannabis within your sex life, and the different delivery methods out there. So we're celebrating 420 this month at Sex with Emily because I get a ton of questions about cannabis and how it can boost your sex life. Believe me, it can. But if you didn't know, a recent study on cannabis and sex found that over 70% of participants reported increased desire and increased orgasm intensity. And then 62% indicated that cannabis enhanced their pleasure while masturbation with cannabis. That is a game changer. And over 70% said that cannabis enhances their sense of taste and touch. So you might not have needed those results. You might already know this, but listen, one of the things that keeps us from having the sex that we want is that we get in our heads and we're worried and we're thinking about the laundry or we're thinking about how our body looks. But when you just take a little bit of cannabis, the right amount, you find that your thoughts melt away and you're able to be more present with your senses. And when you're more present with your senses and you get that blood flowing, well, guess what? You have more pleasure. I've put together a list of my top recs for cannabis and exactly how to use them for your best sex. So check out my 420 guide on sexwithemily.com/read. So the studies have shown that the use of cannabis increased participants' desire for sex. It increased their sexual satisfaction. It increased their sensitivity to touch and increased their intensity of orgasms. It also showed that it helped people with pain. A lot of women have pain during sex. They just do. A study with an OBGYN's office showed using cannabis decreased pain and enhanced the satisfaction of their orgasms. So what I love about these benefits and what I want to highlight here is that the funny thing is if I look at increased desire for sex, sexual satisfaction, sensitivity to touch, orgasms, what you mostly ask me about is questions along the lines of, I'm not in the mood for sex. I can't have an orgasm. I feel sort of numb and I'm having a lot of pain. I would say those are a lot of the areas that you guys have challenges in. And you email me about that. And you're like, oh, I can't relax. My mind's racing. I can't have an orgasm. I've got pain. So cannabis for many people seems to really help. Why is cannabis so beneficial if you're someone who wants to understand the science of it, what's really going on? A lot of these benefits have to do with the fact that cannabis is a vasodilator, meaning it increases blood flow. And remember, decreased blood flow is what happens when we are not getting erections or having orgasms or feeling aroused and turned on. Increased blood flow also explains why there's an increased sensitivity to touch and more intense orgasms. Since your genitals are more engorged, your nerve endings are more active. Plus, I asked you all on Instagram, what's your experience been with weed and sex? Here's what y'all said. Powerful orgasms, so intense, good intense. Quicker, stronger, multiple orgasms. My high orgasms are much more intense. Ooh, I love this. Started taking gummies the year after our hysterectomy. They change our sex life. So a lot of you are using the word intense. Intense sensations, intense orgasms. Someone else said the best sex ever. Two of you said they go good together. Someone else said, I find it very enjoyable. It felt like a different euphoric feeling. Wish my partner and I could do it more. Someone else said it was numbing and took someone else out of the experience. This is what I'm saying. This isn't for everybody. Maybe you're one of these people who had a very bad experience with weed, which is many people, right? You took a big bong hit and you were so high that you had to like crawl home from the party. Or maybe someone gave you an edible and they gave you too much and you were like, were catatonic in the corner all night. That's happened. That's happened to me. I'm like, oh, I took too much. They told me to take half. I took too many. So the good news is right now, a lot of the weed that you buy in stores is dosed for you. It'll say like 2 milligrams, 5 milligrams. It's like just as like your Advil, like it's very prescriptive. So you don't have to worry about that same dosage problems. Okay. My wife and I both enjoy it so much more when we're high. She comes so many times. It sounded like you're all having more orgasms, more intensity. Okay, you said, I love it. I think I'm more sensitive to sensation when I'm high. And so it only adds to it. A lot of you talk about relaxation, the best. Touch is more enhanced. So you're all matched up with the research here. Someone else said, I had sex on half of an edible once and it totally unhinged the experience. It was pretty hot. Someone else said it was traumatic. I am temporarily paralyzed when high, unable to have sex. You guys like weed. A lot of you do. Some have had bad experiences. And again, it's not for everyone, but how do you know if it's right for you when it comes to sex? Well, first, try it. Try it in a non-sexual context. That's my best recommendation. Try with people you feel safe and comfortable with. So people who are also familiar with cannabis themselves, those friends who already like cannabis, those would be the ones to do it with because they know the drill. They can help you through it and see how you feel. How do you feel in your body? Do you feel comfortable? Do you feel more anxious? Do you feel like, what do you feel? Just get curious about it. Just take a small dose and see what happens. So if you like that, you're like, okay, you know what? Weed is my friend. I didn't think it was, and I can kind of deal with it. My next recommendation is to try it during your solo sex practice. Next time you're masturbating, start with a low dose. You can build it up over time, but see how it affects you. Try different strains. You know, weed is very different, just like when you consume liquor versus beer versus taking a shot, having wine. Same thing goes for cannabis. So this is a great time to practice mindful masturbation too. What are you feeling when you're high? Does it feel different to touch your genitals? What actually feels good? Take note. Breathe. Maybe you felt more into your solo sex and you wanted to touch yourself and you felt really good and it was a really great experience. Or maybe you're like, I just wanted to sit and watch TV. I was going to masturbate. I got too high and I ended up cleaning out my sock drawer and it didn't make me feel sexual. It made me want to crawl into a hole. It made me want to call my mother. I mean, I don't know. Only you know. Take some time so you can figure out, is it right for you? Is it not? That's how you'll know if it's right to kind of take it to the next level and take it with a partner and see what happens. But first, let me tell you, there are different types of cannabis. You know, there's CBD, which CBD is the non-psychoactive part. It does not make you high, but it can have physical benefits, helps reduce pain, nausea, help with migraines. THC now is the primary active ingredient that causes psychoactive effects. This is what gets you high. THC is a cerebral effect, CBD, greater effect on your body. Now, they do work independently, but the magic is in the entourage effect, as scientists call it. That's when they work together in synergy. You can balance CBD and THC. Then there's Delta 8 and Delta 9. Delta 8 and Delta 9 are synthetic compounds derived from THC. They are milder high than THC, and they are derived from hemp plants that are heavier in CBD. And then the CBD is converted to Delta 8 or 9 THC, and that's what it's all about. So there's a lot of different varieties too with Delta 8 and 9. These are legal in more states than THC right now. Remember, it can also be great just to enhance your intimacy. Remember that sexual intimacy doesn't have to equal penetration. So make pleasure your goal every day, but especially when you're experimenting with weed. Chill right where you are. After the break, I'm breaking down the different strains and ways to consume cannabis to enhance your sex life. There's nothing quite like sinking your teeth into a good sandwich. But listen, carb guilt is real. I'm someone who's very invested in my health, and I like to get my carbs from oats and beans and fruits and not bread. But I love bread. So here's my hack. Thanks to Hero Bread, you can enjoy your favorite bready delights without the carb consequences. Hero Bread has turned those carby, empty calorie bread products into fluffy, delicious breads that boast 0 to 1 net carbs per serving, 0 grams of sugar, and are packed with loads of fiber and protein. The first time I tried their white bread, I was skeptical. Could it really taste good with such impressive nutritional stats? Well, I'm pleasantly surprised to say it absolutely does. The texture is just phenomenal. It's like this soft, airy, and it just toasts up like a dream. I've whipped up everything from grilled cheese to PB&J and even made enchiladas, wraps, and tacos with their tortillas. Each time, Hero Bread has been a game changer. And here's the kicker. Despite its light texture and great taste, Hero Bread fits perfectly into my health goals. It's been adding more fiber to my diet while keeping the sugar at bay. Whether I'm packing a picnic lunch, planning a road trip snack, which I often do, or prepping French toast for breakfast, Hero Bread is my go-to. So whether you're craving a classic sandwich, a burger, or a hearty bun, or even indulging in a low net carb croissant, Hero Bread is something for everyone. And I highly recommend checking their monthly small batch drops out so you can try goodies like the 1 gram net carb Hero Cheddar Biscuit and so much more. You won't believe what they have. So you ready to kick carb guilt to the curb? Head over to hero.co and snag 10% off your order with the code Emily. That's Emily at hero.co. Let's talk about privacy for a second. It is one of the top factors that can prevent couples from exploring their wildest fantasies. We don't want anyone looking in our window and knowing what's going on. But what if I told you that there's a simple solution that can give you the privacy you need to feel comfortable and confident in your own home? Of course, I'm talking about high quality blinds. I love blinds, but I don't like ugly blinds. So here's what happened to me. I was living in a rental and I did not like the blinds. They didn't make me feel sexy. There was no privacy. So I found 3-day blinds. I just Googled it. And guess what? You get blinds in 3 days. They give you all of these options. You get a professionally trained design consultant. They have an average of 10 plus years experience. They give you expert guidance on the right blinds for the comfort of your home. I just set up an appointment. They brought me all the swatches. They helped me talk it through because it is a commitment putting blinds up. And sometimes I take a long time to make choices. But I remember the woman I work with was like, these are your blinds. And guess what? She was right. I got the blinds. They were right. And the expert team at 3-Day Blinds handled everything. They designed, they measured, they installed. I just sat back, I relaxed. I had beautiful blinds and no one could see into my windows. It was awesome. And blinds are more than just a window treatment. They're a statement of style. They're this barrier against the outside world. They control the light and the privacy in your home. So with the right blinds, you can create a sexy sense of intimacy and seclusion. And I can't forget about the smart features. With 3-Day Blinds, you can control your blinds with Alexa. So you just say, Alexa, open the blinds each morning and wake up to sunshine. It is a game changer. Right now, you can get 3-Day Blinds, buy one, get one 50% off deal on custom blinds, shades, shutters, and drapery for a free, no charge, no obligation consultation. Just head to 3dayblinds.com/SWE. That's buy one, get one 50% off when you head to 3dayblinds.com/SWE. Again, that's number 3dayblinds.com/SWE. Take control of your space and your privacy with 3-Day Blinds. So I'm talking about the different types of cannabis now, the strains of cannabis. We just talked about like CBD versus THC, but now these are the strains. There's sativa and indica. So sativa is the head high, and that's what can help you with creativity. You're going to get stuff done. It can help reduce anxiety and stress, increase creativity and focus. And then there's indica. Indica is more of a body high that increases your like deep relaxation. It reduces insomnia. And indica can also be great for sex. So really, I'm a fan of the hybrids. Hybrids just combine both sativa and indica strains and create a new strain, and you can try out and see how that feels. Okay, so now we're going to talk about the different ways you can consume cannabis. There's lube. One of the latest trends in cannabis is infused lube. Because remember, I said that cannabis is a vasodilator. Same thing is true of CBD. And since CBD is a vasodilator, blood flows increase wherever you apply the lube. And of course, that means your genitals as well. So when you use a CBD lube, it can help enhance your arousal, lubrication, have heightened sensations. I love Morgasm. It's a CBD arousal gel. It's like a twofer. It's almost a threefer. You get CBD, you get the gel, you get arousal. It's like a lubricant. It is just such a good time. And I love the name, Morgasm. What does that say? More orgasms. Edibles. Let's talk about edibles. Okay. Like I said, you might have had a really bad experience. You took too many edibles. That is not the case anymore. The name of the game here is dosage. The edibles are measured already in milligrams. They're usually 5 to 10 milligrams. Might be too overwhelming. You can break a 5.5 and just try it. Try it and see how it affects you. It comes with gummies. They come with chocolates. There's a lot of different ways to take it. Remember, everyone's tolerance is different. And it definitely depends on how often you use it, your metabolism, a few other factors, and just don't eat more than you know you can handle. You can always eat more. It's not going anywhere. It's right there. Take half. Take half and do something else. Maybe like go down on your partner or something. Of course, one of my new favorite edibles was specifically created to enhance sexual experiences, and that is Via Hemp Company's High Love. They have these THC libido gummies that are so delicious. They heighten your senses, they increase blood flow, they enhance your libido, they have horny goat weed in it, and other aphrodisiacs. I love it. They sent me a whole bunch of them, and so I tried them. I had everyone on my team try them as well, if they wanted to. I'm not a pusher, but my parents are coming this weekend. And I was like, you know, I'm just going to try. This is a great time to try these edibles. I hadn't connected with my partner in a while. So I took one of their high love gummies and they are so fun. I took a half because I always take half. I practice what I preach. I don't know how this new thing is going to impact me. And you know what I love about doing an edible personally is that you kind of forget you take it. It's like not like when you get high and you smoke a vape. You're like, oh, I'm high. I'm like, oh, I took it. Kept, you know, worrying about what I was worrying about. I remember what I was doing. I was like doing some paperwork. And then all of a sudden, about like 45 minutes later, I started to feel like I started to breathe a little bit. I slowed down. I looked up. I was like, oh, it's really sunny out. I should go outside for a minute. I should walk the dog. Like I just started like feeling more grounded, more present. And then I like looked over my partner and realized we hadn't talked in a few hours. Like, let's go walk the dog. It's sunny out. And I just sort of left my worries, my anxiety in the house, went outside, and I was connecting with my partner again. Then we felt more sexual and connected in the mood. And that carried on a few hours into the evening. And I have to say that I felt relaxed, less anxious, and just more in my body, more in touch, more present. I definitely was more in the mood for sex than I had been. So you know what I do sometimes? I'll take an edible and then I set the timer on my phone and I look at like, how long has it been? And this time I even forgot. I was like, oh yeah, I feel better. So visit viahemp.com and use code Emily420 and you'll get up to 40% off site-wide until April 30th. If you're hearing this after April 30th, just use code Emily for 15% off. That's viahemp.com, viahemp.com, and use code Emily420 at checkout until 4:30. Links in the show notes. You can also try patches. Patches are such good options if you're not looking to get too high because with a patch, your body absorbs the THC CBD more slowly, more gradually, can help with pain relief. So patches is another way. There's also tinctures. Go to a local dispensary and see what they have. Drinkables, another great category. They're like cocktails. Those are fun. They sort of give you a more euphoric buzz. They can help with social anxiety. Great for date night. I hope this episode helped you really just feel more comfortable and confident in the world of cannabis if you're unfamiliar with it. Maybe you're excited to try something. If you try it again, if you haven't, or try it for the first time. Even if you're already using it, maybe this sparks some new ways for you to play. And remember that everyone's relationship to cannabis is personal. It evolves over time. I've definitely gone through different stages of my life where I liked using cannabis. I didn't like using it. Just depends. It's kind of like alcohol, right? So see how it feels to you. I just think it's great for becoming more embodied for many people, more in touch with your sensations in the moment. And remember that these are all factors that help you have more pleasure. So I'm all about you having more pleasure, boosting your sexual intelligence. Have fun with it. Happy 420. That's it for today's episode. See you on Tuesday. Thanks for listening to Sex with Emily. Be sure to like, subscribe, and give us a review wherever you listen to the podcast and share this with a friend or partner. You can find me on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter at Sex with Emily. Oh, I've been told I give really good email. So sign up at sexwithemily.com. And while you're there, check out my free guides and articles for more ways to prioritize your pleasure. If you'd like to ask me about your sex life, dating, or relationships, call my hotline, 559-TALK-SEX. That's 559-825-5739. Or go to sexwithemily.com/askemily. Was it good for you? Email me, feedback@sexwithemily.com.